From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Few people understand the dynamics of modern presidential politics better than David Axelrod. As chief strategist for President Obama's two races, Axelrod helped define presidential campaigning in the digital era. He also worked closely with President Obama as a senior advisor in the White House. He now runs the Institute of Politics at the University of Chicago and is a senior political correspondent for CNN. Axelrod was in Colorado Springs this week to speak at Colorado College. He sat down with KRCC's Jake Brownell.
David Axelrod, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Great to be here.
In your talk at Colorado College, you described yourself as evangelical about politics.
Yeah.
I wonder why you think politics needs an evangelist right now.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that there's a great deal of cynicism, I would say, about politics, about government, and some of it is well-earned. We've seen a lot of discouraging things in Washington and elsewhere that goes to partisanization, that goes to the influence of money in our politics, the inability to confront some big issues. But we've also seen, even in the midst of all of this, some things that I think are inspiring. We've seen great advances in gay rights. We've seen healthcare. And though it's, I know, still controversial, I run into people all the time who tell me, you know, this saved my life. That's real. That's meaningful. And that's politics that allowed that to happen. So, you know, I've seen the good and the bad. And I think in a democracy, if one turns their back on politics, one turns their back on the whole project.
You know, we're constantly hearing in media and politics that, quote unquote, Washington is broken.
Yeah.
Does that mean something different to you than it does to other people? Do you buy that phrase?
Well, I don't at all doubt that Washington has huge problems. I saw them firsthand. I was there. I saw many of the things that frustrate people. What I don't think people focus on is what goes right. And there are a lot of things about government that go right every day. Walter Cronkite once said, we don't report the cats that didn't run away that day. And a lot of cats don't run away that day. And even in this messy political environment, we've seen some progress on some key issues over the last 8 years.
In 2008, you were one of the architects of this message of change, the idea that Obama represented a change in the culture, a change in the way that we do politics in this country. And then here we are in 2016, and you've got candidates like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump still kind of running on a similar message in some ways, that Washington is broken, you know, we need to upend the status quo. What do you attribute that to? And do you think that Obama maybe failed to deliver on the kind of cultural change that some people thought they were voting for back in
the 2008? Cultural change in Washington? Yeah, no, I would say of all my disappointments, and I am really proud of what's been accomplished, I think history will be kind to Barack Obama, who, after all, led us through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, wound down two wars, and did a whole range of things that are historic in nature, health reform, big steps on climate change, lots of stuff. It's a great disappointment that we weren't able to make greater inroads in terms of improving the quality of politics in Washington and the tone of politics in Washington. The reality was, when we came to office, people responded to that message, and we won big Democratic majorities, and the Republican Party was in a state of disarray and panic, and their reaction to it was to adopt a strategy of non-engagement with the president. And so, while I'm sure there are ways in which we could have done better at the margins, we were up against a strategic decision on the part of the other party that made progress on bipartisanship very, very difficult.
Having gotten to where you got in your career,
yeah,
having been in the White House as close to the president as you can be as, yeah, a senior advisor, how do you think your perception of the possibilities of politics and of kind of the power of the president changed through that experience, through being there?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it hasn't diminished my belief in the power, not just of the president, but of people in democracy to make a difference. Barack Obama was obviously someone who nobody expected to become president of the United States when he first started out, and even in his campaign. And and it was the will of the American people that put him there, and he was able to do some great things as a result of it. You know, I'm obviously more aware of the barriers to progress, and I think the barriers are great, perhaps greater in this media environment that we have today. But, you know, the thing that strikes me is the very same people who think that we shouldn't invest the president with all this power and authority are the first ones to blame him when anything in the country goes wrong. You know, if there's an oil leak in the Gulf, it's the president's fault. If a child is tragically slain somewhere, it's the president's fault. And, you know, one thing I think we have to think through is what should be the responsibilities of the president of the United States, and should the president of the United States be an all-purpose problem solver for everything that ails us? That's sort of the way we now view the presidency. Anything that goes wrong in America, the president's supposed to have a solution. And some of these solutions aren't going to come from the top down. And I think it's important to recognize that.
And so we're in the home stretch of the 2016 campaign. And again, having been so close to the job of the presidency and seeing kind of what that entails, as well as having run presidential campaigns, I'm curious to know your thoughts on what the traits are that you see in a candidate running for president that most translate to the job of the presidency.
You know, it's really interesting. I see the campaigns as long auditions for the role, for the toughest job on the planet. And more than anything, I think what people are looking for are personal qualities. You know, on the one hand, empathy, and on the other, an ability to deal with untold pressures. When I sat next to the president, I had the office next to the president for 2 years, I saw him deal with just an unimaginable array of challenges and problems, and they came serially one after another, hour after hour. The president had to deal with them under maximum pressure. We never imagined, for example, when we were running for president, that the president would have to make a decision about whether to allow the Navy SEALs to take a shot at pirates to free Captain Phillips. You know, pirates was never part of our position papers. I mean, that's the presidency. You have to deal with so much and so much under pressure, and everything you say is consequential. And so I think what people intuitively look for is someone who can handle that, who can handle the pressures of the presidency and do it with some wisdom and some grace.
And do you think that voters are getting an accurate sense of the respective candidates?
Listen, I think that I said long ago that presidential campaigns are like MRIs for the soul. Whoever you are, people know it by the end of a campaign, and the longer you go, the more intense the scrutiny becomes. I think people are getting a pretty good picture of who these candidates are, their flaws and their strengths, and we'll have a good sense of that when they go to vote in November.
David Axelrod, thank you so much for taking the time.
Great to be here.
That was KRCC's Jake Brownell speaking with David Axelrod, a former senior advisor to President Barack Obama and chief strategist for Obama's campaigns. He was in town to speak at Colorado College as part of the 2016 Sonderman Presidential Symposium. KRCC has also requested an interview with Newt Gingrich, who will be speaking at Colorado College later this fall. Full disclosure, Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.